Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Hope you'll go there and subscribe to my newsletter. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. And we want to know what you think. Every week we ask a different question, and we want to know what's on your mind. And when you click your answer, you will be able to see how the poll is going so far. So that's all at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pam Danziger has deposited lots of wisdom with us over the years. You can find her suite there that we've designed for her information. Pamela N. Danziger, D-A-N-Z-I-G-E-R, is the title on the book, Let Them Eat Cake. Also, Shopping. Also, Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Those are her books, and new ones coming out all the time. Pam, you're work is primarily with the affluent, but the luxury shopper. But one of my big windmills that I've been tilting at for all the time I've been doing the show is helping small business owners to understand that the phone book is not their prospect list. That only certain that frankly, if everybody showed up at their store like they do at Walmart, they'd collapse. So, you know, if think about it. I think every small business owner should stop and say, okay, wait a minute. How many customers do I need in a year's time? Is that 20? Is it 50? Is it 100? Is it 200? What is that number? What is the number of customers based on the average price that they buy from me? What is the number of customers I need? If you're a restaurant, those would be repeat customers. If you sell bedding, you know, they're not going to come back every 10 years. How many people do I need? And I think if they really did that and did it right, Pam, I think they'd be shocked at how small that number is. And when they get to that point, then they can say, wait a minute, why don't I just try to find that number of people who like what I do and charge them for that? What do you think, Pam?
Right. Well, I think so, absolutely. And I mean, I think you have to fish where the fish are.
Right.
You have to go fishing where the fish are, and nurturing a more upscale clientele is the way to do it. Now, a lot of local and small businesses advertise in these we have something called a coupon clipper here in our town, but they advertise in tabloids that are oriented toward discounts and, you know, so much off, and people who are looking to save money, you know, people who don't have money to spend are shopping in those kinds of places. But when you talk about the affluent are shopping and looking for things through mobile phones. And, you know, this is the wave of the future. And I know it's a scary prospect, but, you know, people are using those smartphones today. They're out on the town. I need to get, like you said, bedding. And they're going to use their mobile phones to find your store. Mm-hmm. Or I'm looking for a restaurant right now, and I'm out on the town. And they're going to use their mobile phones. So small businesses really need to be and put themselves forward in the environments where the affluent shopper is looking for them. And mobile is really the wave of the future, and it's scary as heck, but you got to be there, and you got to start figuring out a way to leverage yourself into that space.
No question about it. And my audience knows I've talked about that a lot in the last couple of years or so. But, you know, the thing that we need to realize about the affluent shopper is part of the reason they want quality and will pay for quality is because they can afford better things. But I think we should never underestimate the fact that quality to them means it's not going to break, and I don't have to go take the time to get another one, and the darn thing will just work.
I think
that comes back to the time and the peace of mind thing.
Well, you know, we were talking about the window installer, and it just made me think about some recent information. I mean, we just got our survey out of the field for January, and home improvements was a major area where affluent consumers are investing in their homes. So we're seeing a real uptick, or we project a real uptick in landscape services and kitchen remodels and bathroom remodels. I mean, there is a real opportunity right now because these affluent people can't move. They can't they can't put their house on the market now. So they're really looking for improvement. So it really is a time for small businesses, because you know where the affluent people live. You
mean, well, here's another thing. They don't have to move anymore as much because of the ability to work wherever you want now. For many
of them. That's true, too.
More and more of the affluent can work wherever they want to work.
That's true. But you can tell their houses. You can
recognize
their houses.
That's right. But you made a good point earlier. You can't just charge them more because you think they can pay. You've got to think like they think and touch them with the kind of service and quality and peace of mind that speaks to their schedule, the way they live.
Well, you know, last year we had a landscaper come in and do some work with us, and they had given us a bid on a project. They bid, you know, I had absolutely no idea what it would have cost. But it seemed like a reasonable price to me. I would have paid more, but it seemed like a reasonable price. But you know what? When it came back, he raised the price 40% on us.
Wow.
And he didn't tell us that the price was going up.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm not doing business with him again. It wasn't that, because if he had bid 40% up, I mean, again, I was completely clueless
to
what it would have cost.
But you feel like he pulled a trick on you, kind of.
He baited and switched me.
Yeah.
And it's really a shame because we were doing a lot of business with him.
And you're going to tell your friends about it, too.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Hey, give us the website again, Pam.
It's unitymarketingonline.com. There's a lot of information there, a lot of white papers, and, you know, we welcome people to come in and learn more about the app.
Good stuff. Check out her books there, too. Thanks, Pam. See you next time.
Thanks so much.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.